Welcome to The Slaughtered Lamb, a movies-by-minute watch of the John Landis written and directed 1981 horror classic, An American Werewolf in London. I'm your host, Troy, and I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. All right, so this is Monday, and it's going to be minute 93, and this particular minute starts off with a strong-willed woman and ends with recognizing wolf eyes, question mark? So on the tail end of what has actually just previously happened, we have an entire lineup of officers that have basically created a barrier between the end of an alleyway, a dead-end alleyway, and a horde group of people that want to get down this alleyway to see what's going on, which, again, does not compute with me myself. The lineup of sharpshooters are all in the front of the line, and Alex and Dr. Hirsch have made it to the front of this line. Alex wanting to get down to the alleyway, knowing that it's David at the end of this alleyway, has pushed her way through the actual line, and has actually, like we said in the previous minute, the end of the previous minute, has tripped basically over part of the line, knocking them to the ground. And in this particular, when we start this particular minute, Alex is recovering from her tumble, and one of the officers, who is actually almost completely knocked down onto his ass, is also starting to straighten up. She, one of the officers yells at her to come back, and then we are now back at seeing a shot of Dr. Hirsch, who is unfortunately not able to get past the now fully formed wall of bobbies that have actually stopped the advancement of anyone in the actual any of the onlookers trying to get through, any of the pedestrians, any of the regular civilians trying to break through to see what's going on. Hirsch yells out for Alex. He is totally dismayed and lost at the fact that Alex is now so much further down this alley. We then turn back to a shot of Alex as she runs towards David. She is now looked over her shoulder back towards the group of people, the line of officers, and to Dr. Hirsch's line. And she continues to advance towards the dead end of the alleyway, where we can see is lit by a couple of overhead lamps. There is some, there's a garbage bin and a couple of actual bags of garbage, but off in the back corner we can see clearly that the wolf is also in the very back of this particular shot where Alex is heading towards. She, as she advances, she's still looking over her shoulder towards Dr. Hirsch and then back towards where the wolf is, and she slowly but surely advances. Now there's a bit of a breeze pushing around all this garbage. We can make out that there is a fenced off alley to the one side, but the rest of it is all shuttered down, closed doors. As Alex walks a little further down. Now, to point out the fact that Alex is pretty much, I would say, about 20 meters away from the actual end of the alleyway where the actual wolf is an estimation of where she is. She is within a couple of, like, not even that. She's probably less than that, but we'll just say 20 meters and all that. The only reason I mentioned the fact that she is so close to the end of this alley is because of when we actually do another establishing shot of the lineup of officers with all the guns, they have basically pulled the guns down away from their faces because they were looking through their sniper scopes, but now that Alex is down there, they can't afford to hit the civilian. We then do a shot of Hirsch, who is again at the wall of Bobby's just there. He is totally distraught and lost at the fact that he believes he's about to lose Alex. We then go back to Alex, who is now continuing down the alley as she is panting. She's doing a bit of a stutter step run, takes a couple of steps quickly and then slows down for a bit. panting all the time. And she slowly and slowly advances, still walking. She calls out to David again.
David!
Inquires if it is actually him there.
Is it you?
And we then go back to a establishing shot of the alley, and Alex has only advanced probably about 3 steps from where she was previous, which just is an editing loop that just pulled her back. After the original establishing shot that she was only about 20 meters to the end of the alley, when we shot back to her, she walked quite a bit, probably about a dozen to a dozen and a half steps, where we then established too that she's only taken about 3 or 4 steps from the actual point where she was to begin with. So just a little bit of an editing loop and all that. But it's still just drawing out the whole entire thing. Alex is now slowed down to an actual walk as she slowly approaches, again calls out David's name.
David.
And as she comes down, you can see the look in her eyes that she is trying to study what she can see in front of her, if she can see what it actually is in the dark. And she basically mentions to the situation of what the police are going to do.
They're going to kill you.
And then we get the shot of our wolf. He is backed up against a set of garbage. There's a garbage bin next to him with several bags around, and his giant hulking form is just there. His giant, huge fur is just like massive fur is what I should be saying. His massive fur is just standing there, staring back at him. His mouth is open. His teeth are all gnarled and all that. He is growling at Alex. His brow is furled. His nose is all like snarled up, and he actually is moving back and forth on one leg to another. Alex then slowly starts to approach again, as she calls yet his name again.
David.
She pleads with him.
Please.
She asks for her to give him assistance.
Please let me help you.
And then we get another close-up shot of the wolf's face. His muzzle all wet, his teeth glistening with fresh blood off of it. His head rotates and tilts, still growling away. We then cut back to a very glossy looking shot of Jenny Gooder, a little bit of a Vaseline on the lens sort of look, a very angelic sort of look to her. She's clearly upset and obviously exhausted from her little bit of a run. She then admits her true feelings for David.
I love you, David.
And then as we go back to the final second of this minute, we get an establishing shot of the wolf's face, and where it is a very close-up of his eyes. We can see his nose a little bit blurred on the outside, and for a brief moment, the angered expression starts to lighten up, starts to drop. His muzzle starts to unfurl, his brow starts to raise, his nose becomes unwrinkled, and that's where we end this minute. Over on the commentary track, David Naughton, at the very beginning of this movie, mentions that once Alex has broken through the line of gunmen at the beginning of the blockade, or at the end of the blockade, he says that, look at that, there's a woman with a will, completely determined. And then goes on to mention that similarly to the beginning, where they shot in sequence, this was the last shot of the film, which also concludes the last scene of the movie. According to the script, when it comes to this particular sequence of the movie, it pretty much runs out the exact same way that it does in the final film. However, the film actually has a lot more in it in the way of Alex's speech to David. Where you know what Alex says in the movie, Alex actually only basically calls out for David twice, and that is it. There's no mentioning of the police going to kill him and the fact that she loves him. That is nowhere to be found in this version of the script that I have. When it comes to the radio drama, there's a whole bunch of extras added to pad out the end of the story. So I'll try and paraphrase pretty much what goes on in the next, actually, it's a 4 or 5 minute sequence as it is more than what is in the final film. So first, McManus is in charge of the operation about trying to capture the creature. Secondly, the special constable, George Hackett from East Proctor, is on the scene telling McManus that he is there and there is more to the situation than he knows. Third, McManus and Hirsch and Price have a conversation about David, where McManus thinks that when Hirsch brings up David, McManus thinks that he means that David is involved with the animal of some sort, and then Hirsch actually tries to convince him that David believes that he is the animal. Fourth, along the alleyway, there appears to be an open door to a playhouse that the police are now trying to clear out. Hirsch then recognizes the special constable from East Proctor and approaches him. Then we go to actually listen to part of the actual play going on in the, it's a comedy being performed on stage and there's an audience. Part of one of the gags on stage involves a poodle. Unfortunately, the wolf is now on stage terrifying the audience. And the appearance of the wolf is noted by the wolf's growling as well as a man screaming. In this case, it is the classic Wilhelm scream. Then Hirsch confronts George Hackett, who claims David is his responsibility. That's George Hackett claims that David is a responsibility, which Hirsch tells him that it's about time, but if he had come forward years earlier, many more people would not be dead. And then McManus disarms Hackett, who is pissed. The wolf is back in the alley, and Hirsch has lost track of Alex. Then they are able to erect a blockade so the creature cannot move, the animal cannot move any further out of the cage. However, as it turns out, once they've put up the gating, they've realized that Alex is on the other side, and they have to, she is now blocking their line of sight to kill the monster, and that is pretty much where we catch up with the actual movie. And on that note, looks like we've come to the end of today's episode of Welcome to the Slaughtered Lamb. I would like at this moment to give a shout out to the podcast hosts that started this whole Movies by Minute phenomenon, Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer from the Star Wars Minute. There wouldn't be this supportive collective without them. And if you're interested, visit moviesbyminutes.com and check out the ever-growing list of movie podcasts. I'm sure you'll find one of your favorites. And if not, consider joining the horde and making your own. That's why I'm doing this one. On a personal note, if you'd like what you've been hearing and you'd like to help us out, please be sure to share and subscribe. Please leave a review, and if you could be so kind as to please give us a 5-star review. which greatly helps us to get discovered by others searching for this kind of thing. Plus, if you'd really like to help us out, it'd be super great if you could donate to our Ko-Fi listing, where it's ko-fi.com, which is ko-fi.com/planetgeekpod. All support of any amount will be filtered back into improving and expanding on the whole Planet Geek Collective. And if you want to follow this podcast on the social medias, you can always check out Planet Geek Pod, all one word, on Instagram and Twitter. If you would like to go to Facebook and search for Planet Geek, that will bring you to our Facebook page. And you can also send us an email to planetgeekpod@gmail.com. So until next time, remember, keep off the moors, stick to the roads, best of luck. All right, so here we go with Adrian Reacts, minute 93. You ready?
Yep. Oh, she knocked over that dude with the gun. Oh, so good job, Alex. Go. She has such nice sweaters in this movie. She has a lot of forehead.
David. They're going to kill you.
He needs to die. Look at his teeth.
David. Please. Please let me help you.
How? Oh, look at his cute little nose. He doesn't look so scary in the close-up. Aw, poor David. I don't think they can help you, David. Chance would be a fine thing. I don't remember anything about this movie.